you know, we're starting to hear a lot coming out about UFOs, aliens, that maybe our government's working with these other beings. So what this reveals is who those beings are, how we can identify the higher levels of those beings, what programs or projects in the government those beings are overseeing, and then you can start to piece in, you know, who are the people who are directly working under those beings and their authority. It comes out of some of the ancient or forbidden things that, so they keep it very tight circle who is aware of this knowledge. You know, their job was to, you know, have that knowledge, and they would give pieces of it as they train different people in different positions, but they never would give individuals the full understanding or knowledge how to decipher all those things.
If you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your health and your immunities, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense. And for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight illnesses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe. As long as you're taking a high quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exist. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. This is the magic. When you free up your body's resources from fighting free radicals, they then can focus their attention on healing. Every person has different needs, but the magic begins when your body can start to heal. So now it becomes clear, you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with flaxseed oil and curcumin. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful. Also available by diffuser with ultra refined C60 oil to safely get directly into your lungs. It's also the best way to help your family pets by just being in the same room. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do.
And so, and it's because you have faith. Now, are there times where people get out and the Lord does not protect them?
There are, you know, the way that I have seen it is that the Lord knows everybody's day, you know, when their end is. And sometimes, you know, I hate to put it this way, but sometimes it's a mercy for people.
That makes sense.
When the Lord allows them just to leave the earth, you know, he allows it to happen and they don't have to, you know, live with the memory of all the horrible things that they've done. They don't have to work through the, you know, the mental anguish after they get out. You know, so for me, I see it that, you know, when that happens, that God has given them a mercy for whatever reason.
But any way you look at it, it's better just to get out.
Yeah.
From your mental happiness and everything. Because even the abuse that they give you, it's still better than being in the system.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me ask you, you know, when you touched on this a couple times, but you believe that you're safe because of the Lord. Now, do they fight pretty hard to keep you from exposing things? Because I would think if there's a spiritual war and you are on the forefront trying to mess them up,
yeah,
why are they not targeting you?
They are targeting me. So I have to fight in multiple levels. You know, first of all, I take it, you know, to the throne room of God and, you know, reason with God and counter Satan's petitions to, you know, come against me. So even this situation with bringing forth this big reveal, you know, what happened before that, and for people who don't know, I actually have a restraining order against Satan up in heaven. And that restraining order says that, you know, as the Lord calls me to bring forth my testimony in different parts of my story, that if the enemy comes against me, that I get his top generals that are humans as retribution. So that's my restraining order up there. So, you know, as the Lord was revealing this, like right beforehand, I had some prayer warriors, you know, who also were in the heavenlies, and they had contacted me, and it, you know, both of them, you know, were just right on with the same thing. And they said, Satan has brought a restraining order against you in heaven. And I'm like, what? Like, how can he bring a restraining order against me? Right. So I was trying to figure out what it was for. And, you know, so I just started praying on it and stuff. And then I think it was Friday night was when George on the Reveal Report, he was had a special guest and was talking about the Ouija boards and language and how the spirits, you know, sometimes try to communicate with individuals. And he started talking about, you know, that there's different types of Ouija boards, that some are circular, some have weird language and stuff like that. And I was like, I know exactly where he's going and what this is, right? And so I just had sent him a picture. Well, then it was later that night after the show, that's when the Lord said to me, you know, you're going to bring forward the fullness of the meaning of this to everybody. And, you know, my first thought was just like, but Lord, this is the buried stuff. Like, this is classified information at, you know, at the highest levels. Like, you know, this isn't stuff that they just let anybody know. And the Lord was just like, it's time. You're going to bring it forward. You're going to place it as a weapon in the hands of the people so that they can understand how to fight in this war. And it was like, okay. So, you know, as soon as I did that, and I had reached out to George the next day and kind of gave him a basic picture of what we would be covering. And then I started getting death threats. I started getting, you know, family kickback. All of this stuff just started happening. And, you know, I get the targeting online too. I've got some stalkers on there, and they like to, you know, put lots of comments and things to discredit or, so all of that started. And, you know, our big concern was that, you know, they would just shut off the info right in the middle of the show, or that the show would, you know, go up and then they would take it right off. So, you know, we had to go into the heavenlies and petition for all those things. You know, I had to counter that restraining order. You know, it was against that information coming out. So, you know, it's like, okay, Lord, but you've commanded it. So don't let Satan's restraining order stand. And you know, on top of that, we're going to ask, you know, don't let him shut it off. Don't let the media sources cut it off or take it out of the hands of the people. So really what we're seeing is, you know, the work of God's hand, that he's allowing that information to go forward so people can be equipped in this next part of the war. You know, he wants the land to be back in our dominion. So he's giving us the tools that we need to be able to take that land in our communities back. And, you know, I think that's pivotal in this fight because, you know, as we pray, as we take back that land, it opens the, you know, there's things that happen spiritually, you know, that open the door for, you know, our military, our people who are fighting to bring forward these kids, to find them, you know, all of that happens as we, you know, petition and say, you know, okay, Lord, we're asking for the release of the captives in our area. If there are children underground, if there are people being held underground, if there's, you know, trafficking rings, prostitution, torture, murders, like we're asking for the end of that stuff. You know, we want there to be life. We want these to be safe communities. you know, we want to have a healthy place for the children in our community to grow up. But we have to fight for that. You know, we can't just stand back, because if we, you know, stand back and expect it just to happen through our military or our government, there's only so many people there. And not all of them have dominion over the land. You know, scripture tells us that wherever the sole of your foot treads, the Lord will give you that land. So the dominion belongs to the people whose feet are on that land. The military can't, I mean, they could, it might take a while, but for them to literally put their feet on every single piece of land across the United States, you know, underground plus on top of ground, I mean, that's going to take a while. Versus, you know, what the Lord's plan is that, no, you know, the military is not going to just take complete control of that land. I'm giving the land to the people whose feet are on it, and they need to be responsible to take it back because it's your property.
One of the strategies that they use is for everyone is they try to convince the average person, it's not working as well as it used to, that people who come out with truth are crazy. They try to write us off as crazy, right? And it's not working on most journalists anymore and most people that are doing the work that I'm doing.
Right.
But they still might have a little bit of an angle on some of the spiritual stuff because they've worked so hard to make anything that has to do with spirituality not, you know, they've buried it so much. Mm-hmm. You know, and my statement is that they wouldn't even, people who are analyzing whether someone is crazy or not, they wouldn't even have the knowledge to know, right? I mean, right. Who would even know? They don't have that background. But is that what they're trying to do with you? Are they trying, is that their angle and one of the ways that they're fighting?
There have been people who have been doing that. You know, but where I go with it is that, you know, these individuals have been keepers of the knowledge books, and they've also been, you know, the people who define the narrative. So even starting from your youngest years, you know, they start to suppress any interactions that the general public has with the spiritual realm. You know, if you see a being, you know, and you tell your parents or your teacher or somebody close to you, what's the usual first reaction? Oh, that's your imagination. You know, if you continue to see that being, then it becomes your imaginary friend, you know, and it becomes okay to explore the spiritual. But if you try to tell people about the reality of it, that it's real, you know, they just stick straight to that tangible. But here's the truth is that this system has withheld the tangible truths that prove the spiritual world from us. So even simple math proves to us the existence of the spiritual world. You know, simple formulas like, you know, if you have life, you know, on this physical world, we have life and we have death. Okay. If we imagine that equal sign is the barrier between the physical and the spiritual, we have life plus death. And what do you end up on the other side of the equal sign? You have L and D. You have living death. You never get a zero. It's not possible. So even if you add that imagination in there, you put it into the form of a triangle and you have the physical, you have the spiritual, and you have your imagination. Well, in order for that triangle to exist, you know, you have to have all three points. The fact that you have imagination proves that you have to have both the physical and the spiritual in order to experience that imagination. Mm-hmm. In order to experience the spiritual world, you have to have the physical mind plus imagination. Mm-hmm. You can't have one without the other. you know, in order, here's the other one, in order to have the physical world, you must also have the spiritual and the imagination. People don't think about it that way.
Mm-mm. No. Well, we don't think about it at all, most people. Are you there? So I want to shift directions a little bit, and I want to talk about the Nephilim.
Yeah.
And what they're, how that, because they are the beginning of all these bloodlines. And I want to understand that better. Can you talk about the Nephilim, who they are, and how they reproduce with humans, and how that still affects us today?
Yeah, well, originally it's in scripture, Genesis chapter 6, and it talks about how the angelic beings would come down from heaven, that they saw the women, human women were beautiful, and they decided to mate with them. And out of that, the offspring that were born had the DNA both of an angel and a human. And so they became the Nephilim, and they were known by, you know, their superhuman strength. You know, it talks about some of them were giants. So you came up with races like, you know, the Anakim, the Rephaim, the Amalekites. All of these individuals primarily were in the land of Canaan, which would be over, you know, kind of Iran, Iraq, Turkey. All the areas surrounding Israel were the primary areas where these individuals were. And they did, you know, through history, we do find that they did migrate out of those areas, but that was the primary original place where they were. And so, you know, what happened is that as, you know, this continued, scripture is very clear in Genesis 6. It says, you know, the Lord looked down upon the earth, and he sees these Nephilim, he sees these angels, these humans, and they're all doing things together. And the Lord says he regrets having created man, and that all that he sees is that every thought, every inclination of their hearts, you know, so it's the hearts of the humans as well as the hearts of, you know, those angels who were mating and those Nephilim offspring, that every thought of their heart was evil, continual evil, like it never ceased. You know, there wasn't one good thought. And so, you know, next we're told that, you know, there was only one man that cried out because of the sin on the earth, and that was Noah. And so, you know, the reason God saved Noah and his sons and their wives was because of that, that Noah cried out against the sin and asked the Lord to stop it. And we, you know, the story, you can go to any continent, you know, all these cultures have stories about this worldwide flood, you know, and this boat and the animals that came on it. And, you know, so that was kind of the beginnings. And then, you know, what the system taught from there, you know, is they look for individuals with, you know, the genetic markers that are angelic.
But now at that point,
so you've got those mixtures throughout the coast.
When there was a, you know,
there was a flood that swept them all away.
Yeah, when the world was destroyed, essentially apocalypse, why was there still Nephilim blood? Was part of Noah's sons or children or wives, were one of them?
It was because the wives carried some of the recessive genetic markers for the Nephilim.
Okay.
So that is part of why the system, you know, they're big on promoting the chalice and the womb of women. You know, that's really what's behind the Da Vinci Code, with the chalice and the womb, with Mary Magdalene. You know, they believe that, you know, as they've played with these genetics throughout the years, their goal has been to interbreed people to get as many of those gene strands as they can in your system. So, you know, they look for the spiritual gifts. They, you know, they're looking for the heightened gift sets, the abilities, and they will even, you know, make those breedings or breeding selections based on, you know, who, you know, if they want like the prophetic gift, they're going to, you know, find people who are high prophets and breed them together. You know, they're not going to just outright make it look like they're breeding. You know, they're going to draw you into that relationship because they want you to have children, and they're hoping that those children are going to carry the higher, you know, prophetic gene combination. And behind that, you know, when God sent that flood, you know, part of that decree was that he commanded that angels were no longer allowed to breed with the women. So, you know, it couldn't continue. So that's why they have to do, you know, the DNA, they have to try to recreate those original bloodlines. You know, they keep at their base bloodline is the 14th bloodline, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, which is why you see a lot of the Muslims are those of Islam faith. They don't marry outside of their own, I don't want to call it race, but in essence, you know, they stay within that bloodline to keep it as pure and original as possible, because that's their base or control group in the system.
Because at that point it came through the women, but did Satan come to somebody and say, hey, you need to preserve these bloodlines? I mean, without these bloodlines, we can't rule on the earth. Because doesn't he have to use the Nephilim bloodlines to be able to come through us or something? How does that work?
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah. Not necessarily to come through us. He can possess or oppress people. Yeah. Through other ways. But yeah, at its core, you know, they don't have that dominion over the earth. They have access to the spiritual gates, but they can't enter through those gates. You know, they're bound to the earth. But we as humans, you know, scripture says, enter my gates with thanksgiving in your heart, enter my courts with praise. So God has permitted that as humans, we can enter through those gates and enter into the spiritual realm. So, you know, that's his thing, is that, you know, he has to have people and spirits that are compatible. So, you know, they are looking at the genetic coding for both the demonic spirits as well as the humans, because if you don't have, you know, they're wanting to try to recreate these ultra super hybrids, you know, and when you have a host and a demon together that have the same spiritual gifts or very close spiritual gifts, it heightens that gift. You know, the spirit gives more power to the human's ability to do things with that physical gift when they work in conjunction together. So that's what the system, you know, they try to find people who have those highest level gifts. You know, the most prized are those who, you know, line up or match with the demonic generals, because Satan definitely wants to win his war with all his generals. You know, but those people, you know, you're just going to have one or two, each of those generals, you know, are only going to have a few people that they connect with. They're not going to be like, you know, they're horrible beings. They destroy their hosts from the inside out. I only know one person who's had one of the demonic generals more than 5 years, but usually every 5 years they go through people. You know, and literally the one, he will shred him from the inside out, you know, and completely destroy him. So, you know, these are nasty beings.
Well, how do people like Hillary Clinton, who's a nasty person, has she had one of those beings in her, or how, she's still alive?
Yeah.
Is she just,
yeah, no.
When you, well, say inside the, out, the, are they the alive, the, but they're just their whole spirit is destroyed? Go ahead.
No, not at all. But basically what you have happen is that, you know, scripture tells us that our body's like a temple. So it's like this building and it holds our spirit. Our spirit dwells in there. We're meant to have the Spirit of God dwelling in us. Without that Spirit of God in there, these other spirits can come in. They have to get permission or a stronghold. So like, you know, that's one of the important areas with, you know, with when we talk about the community strongholds, is that as they tempt people and draw people into these sins, those things give these spirits a foothold or permission to oppress you or possess you. So when you participate in evil, it gives them rights to use your temple. So, you know, they want to get those rights. Where it comes in with the higher level spirits is that, you know, the people can't coexist constantly in that relationship without being destroyed. So like a Christian, you know, we can have the Spirit of God dwelling with us at all times, and there's no destruction to our physical body. But with the evil spirits, it takes such a toll on the body that they can't have them there all the time. So as you see these people age and get older, we do see the effects of these spirits. You know, individuals who, you know, are in operation with their spirits for long periods of time, they'll start to have epilepsy, they'll start to have seizures, a lot of them will start cutting. You know, they'll have nightmares, they'll go through PTSD and all sorts of stuff. You know, we saw Hillary, you know, a couple of years back making some weird, you know, jerking things. Now that could be from, you know, adrenal withdrawal, but maybe there was something else. Maybe she wasn't in full control of her body at that moment, you know, and she was fighting something for that control.
Well, the fact that she's still alive and functioning, do they leave her body for a while so she can still remain alive? Or because you said you haven't seen...
They come and go.
Okay.
Yeah, they come and go. So, you know, even the higher individuals, like we have Soros, we have, you know, my proctor, we have Lori Cabot-Kent, these people are in, you know, their 70s to 90s. And they're still, you know, they're still alive. Part of that is because they've made deals, you know, they've made covenants. So the spirits are, you know, for those who are at their highest level or highest choice, they will sometimes make deals. And, you know, I believe it's those deals that keep them alive. So, you know, they'll interact with the spirit kind of like, you know, like there's like an imaginary friend and not necessarily have the spirit dwelling in them unless they absolutely need to do so. I don't know how to explain
that. Because otherwise it'll kill them. Wouldn't that hurt Satan's goals if the people who are at the highest level are being killed by their generals?
Well, you know, he just keeps finding new people.
But I mean, in case of like...
They never kill somebody unless they know they've got a pretty good backup or somebody better than that person.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, their highest people, they're not just going to just kill. I mean, there are, I guess I have to take that back because I have seen one of them, you know, he does just decide to kill people and then they have to find people to replace those individuals. You know, but that's Moloch. He's the worst. You know, but none of them, they don't really care about these people. They just care about the end time goal. So.
Okay. It's just all very strange.
They're stupid.
They're stupid. It's this whole thing is stupid. Okay. Before we leave and end this, I want you to tell us what you want people to do to be able to use the information that you gave. What can people do? Do you want them to study it? Do you want them to learn specific things? What do they need to do with that information?
Yeah, I've been starting to put out new shows, and the majority of the direction I'm going to put out is going to probably be off of Riot on Radio. We're going to be doing some very specific shows that will teach people how to use that information and how to put it into an, you know, put it into practice so you are gaining control and authority of your communities. So, you know, we're going to go through things like, you know, just simply taking a bottle of anointing oil with you when you're walking around and anointing ground of places you go, anointing the ground on, you know, your home area. You know, we're going to talk through how you in prayer would bind, you know, bind those things so that you have that authority over the land, but also that you would be releasing the authority that the enemy has. You'd be taking that away and, you know, releasing him from that authority so that you have the authority. So we're going to go through different things. I'm in the process of working on those classes right now. Also training a team that, you know, if people have questions, like they want to know, how do I figure out the symbol that's in my area? You know, you could have somebody who will help walk you through that if you want to do prayer walks or other things to take back your area. So the goal is to have people actively taking that authority over their homes and their areas and sharing, continuing to share the information. That's the base goal.
It's just incredible information. I think it's good for people to at least be exposed to it and start thinking about it, because obviously we have been shielded from what this is all about or what is going on. And bottom line is these people, and I always say that when anybody questions it, bottom line is these people believe it completely. And so we need to figure out what it's about. I mean, Absolutely. Regardless where you're at. So
that's okay. Right.
Honestly, will you stick around for my subscribers?
Yes. I was going to say, did you get those back?
Yeah. Well, my Patreons, I'm growing my subscriber base again. You know, I was deleted off Patreon. I had over 1700 subscribers there, and now I'm growing. I've lost like 80% of them, but I'm growing. And so I'm getting them back. And so I'm happy. It's on Ebonier, which means it's my truth platform. And so I thank every single one of them that comes back, but I hopefully you'll stick around and we can do something special for them.
Yeah. Sounds good.